I got an automobile that's rigged up with sound system, too. Really, this is true. I'm not pulling your leg. I have a car with all these gadgets in it. But what's up front that counts is an amplifier with a microphone in the cab. I drive a truck. I figure if they're going to hit me, they go under me. Oh, I gave up cars. They're completely hopeless. So I got a truck. Greatest thing I've ever driven, a van. So I sit up front with this microphone. There's a loudspeaker in front of the radiator behind the grill. Now, you've heard some of the sounds that I do. Can you imagine these sounds coming out of the front end of that car as I'm driving down a big residential section at about 3 o'clock in the morning? Did you know I'm the reason for birth control? Well, they got to stop it somewhere. I'll tell you about a sound I did. I was driving down an expressway one time. There was a traffic jam. Everybody was tuning the bumper. They were waiting on something to happen, and it did. I drove up. I got mixed up in that bunch, and I said, well, I may as well entertain them. We're not doing much out here. So I picked up the microphone, gave them the sound of a horse braying and galloping out of the front end of the car at 7 o'clock in the morning. Suppose you were sitting in front of me and heard that. What would you do? I saw a cop get out. He's looking for the horse. Now I got out and joined him. I got a town in Texas haunted. Every time I go through this town, I pick up the microphone coming out of the fog at about 3 o'clock in the morning. This is what the residents heard. Then I cut it off and roar through. And I kept it up for 6 months and drove those people right out of their gourds. They didn't have any tracks in that town. You ever have a dog next door to you that barks all night? Little old bitty mutt about that big. Sits out there and barks at the moon. All night long. You can't shut him up because he's not your dog. I took a loudspeaker about that big. Put it in a bush. Covered it up and pointed it right straight at my neighbor's house. Plugged it into the car, sat down in the front seat with a microphone in my lap, and I waited for the dog to start barking. Sure enough, at 3 a.m, he cut loose. I woke up, picked up the microphone, took a look at that dog, and I said, okay, mutt, brace yourself. I gave that mutt a sound he never forgot. Neither did the neighbor. The neighborhood or people 5 miles from there. At 3 a.m. When I did that, the dog jumped in the garbage can. Never saw him again. Here's one for the books. One day I eased up to a big intersection that was loaded with victims, or pedestrians. People going back and forth, busy, 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 it looked good. Out in the middle of the intersection was a cop. He is directing traffic. He is having a ball. Then I saw what I was looking for. There he sat, that idiot, the hot rodder. There's always one at every intersection. He had a four-wheel monster, tractor tires with cleats. The back end of the car was 5 feet off the ground. The front end was on roller skates. Had a black patch over his eye with a peephole so he could see the crosshairs mounted on the hood. He's going to nail the cop when the light turns green. I saw him, got up to his tailgate, picked up the microphone, and I gave him a sound that made all four of his tires go flat. The sound of an automobile skidding sideways from one intersection to the next, and all you could hear. I wasn't even moving. You should have seen what I created ahead of me. The hot rodder didn't open the door. He went out the window head first. He's laying on the concrete, pulling off the black patch, looking at the car, wondering, who's going to hit it? Nobody's moving. Out in the middle of the intersection was a frustrated cop. He didn't know what to stop, the guy. And do you remember the people going back and forth out there? That was the wettest intersection I've ever seen. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.